today I'm going to show you how to use Riverside FM to become a pro remote podcaster. Within the first 6 months of starting my podcast using Riverside FM, it has allowed me to contact dream guests from across the globe, including SpaceX co-founder Jim Cantrell, National Geographic explorer Bertie Gregory. It has allowed me to get over 4 million views across all social media channels and 60,000 monthly listeners on YouTube. And it's also helped me get monetized on YouTube in that time as well, all from recording remote episodes on Riverside FM on my laptop. Today, I'm going to show you how to do the exact same. And as a quick side note, this is my second channel where I give you free podcast tips. All the results I'm talking about is on my main channel because a lot of people get confused and give me a criticism comment saying you're lying. But yeah, it's all on my main channel, which is linked in this second channel. And I'm also not sponsored by Riverside FM, unfortunately, not yet. So let's go onto the internet. And it is £20 a month, but it's an absolute no-brainer because you can do everything you need to do in this software. You can connect with your dream guests. You can find the best audio. You can create the best audio, the best video possible, even with a crap microphone, or you're just using your laptop, which I'll get to later in the video. And you can schedule episodes, send invitations, repurpose your content into viral magic clips, which they're called, generate show notes and chapter lists. It can basically do everything you need to do for your pro remote podcast for just £20 a month. So hopefully I can just actually just go. I'm screen recording on Riverside. This video is screen recording on Riverside, by the way. So it might be a bit confusing, but it also saves all your episodes as well. So like, I've done over 60 podcast episodes, including solo ones, and all of it is saved on here on a cloud. So you don't have to worry about storage or files being lost because all the video, audio from you and your guest is all here in Riverside FM. But say you will want to schedule sessions with your guest. You've contacted your guest, they've agreed to come onto the show, and they're asking for a link to be sent so they can add it to their calendar. Well, if you go into the schedule section here, look, I've got one with nootropics expert David Toman this Friday. And you would just create a new one and then say podcast with Jeff, if you're getting Jeff on your podcast, and 12:15 to 1 p.m. You'd do the time zone. You'd invite Jeff by emailing Jeff. Oh my God. Yeah, you do that. Maybe do a little description and then create the session. And then that session will be added to your schedule list, but it will also be added to their calendar when they accept it, the invite via their email. So that's all sorted. You both know exactly when the episode is. So there's no mix-ups, no nothing. And it's all confirmed and all good because a lot of the time I forgot to do this exact step. And then I'm sat there waiting for the guests to come on and they completely forget that they're having a podcast with me, even though I've sent them an email saying, oh, just circling back to see if you were still coming on the podcast, because people do forget they have busy lives. And I've also been a culprit myself at missing podcasts or getting the time zone wrong. So I definitely need to do this schedule session much more. And it's something I've started, like you can see here, I've started doing way more myself. So then you want to record the episode with your guest. So you'd press record here. Then it would give you the option of what microphone and camera to use, but I'm not going to do that because I'm already recording. Then after you press that, press join studio, it will take you to this. It won't look like this infinite mirror effect because I'm screen recording. You won't be screen recording, but you will go here and then you'll invite the guest via email. So you click the top right and do invite guests, type in their email and then send them the invite. They should just be able to click that and join Riverside in their Chrome or Edge browser. As far as I'm aware, Riverside still doesn't work on Safari, which is super annoying, but you have to let the guests know that because that might cause some mix-ups, which has happened to me, and delay the episode. Then you would check that their audio is all good and you'd press echo cancellation just to double check, because sometimes when you speak, if they don't have earphones in, it comes out of their laptop speakers and you can hear it. And it's like a really disgusting echo that cancels it there. Then you would want to do, there's a section called layout, which isn't available right now because I'm recording. Oh no, it's down here. show layouts. So you can do different kind of layouts where that's the full screen. The first one's full screen. So that is basically when you speak, you're full screen. When the guests speak, they're full screen. I normally do that rather than grid or other layouts, just because it has basically the guest's face on there the entire time. So I can easily follow along and nod and copy their body language just naturally, like it's a normal conversation, right? So I would recommend doing the full screen layout in the layout section. And then, you can do mark clip. You can add a marker, which I guess would be when they're saying something interesting. You can just press that. And then when they stop talking about something interesting, you press it. So you remember in post-production, that was an interesting snippet. Let's turn that into a 10-minute clip from our full episode, which I speak about in previous videos, techniques to repurpose your podcast into viral clips, and also talk about on my course, top link in the description for that. The first student has joined and is already reaping the benefits and becoming a pro podcaster. So don't miss out. Top link in the description. So you've obviously pressed record. It does a countdown and then you get into it. You chat for an hour and it automatically, can you see in the top right, it automatically uploads the video whilst you do that. And if the internet connection gets lost, which it sometimes does, it saves it. So if you think, oh no, the whole episode's not going to be saved. The amount of times I've been kicked out of the recording session, not actually that much to be fair. Riverside is really good for that. But the amount of times I've been just like ejected from it because my Wi-Fi has been terrible and joined back and the whole episode is still there and you just crack on. It's super easy, super effective and super fun to do. Yeah, so once you've done that, you'd obviously stop recording, end the session in the bottom right, and then it should appear. Let me use one of my episodes as an example with Dr. Robert Glover, who wrote the book No More Mr. Nice Guy, best-selling author, has been on Modern Wisdom, I think at least twice. So say you just recorded with Dr. Robert Glover or Jeff at jeff.com. You would have all the recordings here. So you would have my audio, your audio, which you can turn into a magic audio, which is enhanced by AI, so you can get sharp studio quality audio, even if you're recording your audio in a echoey room, like your bedroom, for example, or the guest is recording on a Zoom call, like robotic sounding, metallic, terrible. You know what I'm talking about. You know when you have people on remotely and their audio is just terrible, and like you're on a Zoom call with them, for example, or Microsoft Teams or something, like the audio is just terrible. It turns that into studio sounding quality for you using AI, which is awesome. And you also have separate video tracks as well, which is super, super good when you're going to a different editing software like DaVinci Resolve or Adobe Premiere Pro. And you want to have separate tracks so you can tweak each one individually. But if you don't want to do that, you will go into the edit section here, and then it will take you to the editing suite. And look at this. So I didn't do any of this. Can you see how it's already created chapters for us? So the nice guy dilemma, masculine initiation and importance, navigating modern dating dynamics. Each section is already put into chapters, which you can then turn into 10-minute snippets and give your audience a better idea of what's spoken about throughout the episode. You don't have to do that by yourself. It's done it for you automatically. And then they have this AI tool called Co-Creator, where it can create a caption for you, a LinkedIn post for you. It can turn it into magic clips. But I tend to use AI tools quite a lot. So if there's some super long pauses that you want to get rid of, you just press apply. It does it for you. If there's too many filler words like, I'm a culprit of saying kind of. If you've listened to my episodes, my full episodes, I say kind of quite a lot. I need to get that out of my vocabulary. But for now, you can remove them by just pressing remove filler words through pressing apply. It's all in this AI tools section. And by the way, if you're listening on Apple right now, go onto Spotify or YouTube if you want to see the visuals. I can only post the audio on Apple, and you have a more of a visual representation of what I'm talking about. But there's basically this tab on the right-hand side, which allows you to utilize AI to automate things for you, like I've been talking about, removing pauses, removing filler words, finding fluff. So that's just any waffle that could be removed that isn't valuable to the audience. AI will remove that for you. And then the best one that I use is magic audio. Magic audio, like I said, turns your terrible echoey audio into smooth, crisp, clean audio. It's an absolute game changer. Then after I've used the AI tools, I would then go on to layouts and do full screen, because I basically want it to switch to full screen every time someone's talking. So say I'm asking Dr. Robert Glover a question, it's on me. And then when he answers, it switches to him. I could do smart layouts, like sometimes it will turn us both into a grid, so we'll both be on the screen at the same time. But because I want to turn it into magic clips onto script afterwards, which I talk about on my promo podcast blueprint, top link in the description, and on previous videos, it's good to just keep it full screen. Because if you create a split screen and then you want to go on the to Descript and create a lot of AI clips, obviously it crops it by 9 by 16. If you're on a grid, neither of you are going to be in shot, because you're both going to be off center and not within that 9 by 16 phone size vertical grid, if you know what I mean. Whereas if you're in the middle, like I am here, it will crop it here. And then obviously when he speaks, it'll crop it there. So you'll always be center of the frame, which is super helpful when you're then turning your content into short form clips. So then you would export and then press export the video, and then it would appear on your exports here. And then you just download that onto your MacBook and then either put it onto Descript like I do, or just whack it straight onto the internet, straight onto YouTube on Spotify and Apple. It's so good. It has everything you need. And if you're on a budget, because I use Descript for a lot of my post-production stuff, I don't tend to use the magic clips or a lot of the made-for-you stuff. But Riverside are getting better at actually doing the summary in the show notes, like I'm about to show you now. So if you're on a budget and you're just starting out your podcast and you need to get guests on, but you live in the middle of nowhere, you don't have the money to rent a studio or fly out to someone, this is the best way to do it. And it turns podcasting into a daunting, expensive, and uncertain profession into a really streamlined and smooth one. And it will help you lift off from nothing. Because obviously, when you get bigger, when you get better, you'll then start doing some episodes in person and have more money to fly out to people, fly people out to you in the future. But if you're starting from scratch, like I have done, this is the number one best way. And even podcasters like Chris Williamson from Modern Wisdom still use Riverside to connect remotely with their guests. And I think Tim Ferriss does as well. So it's still used by pros. And obviously Taylor Swift has been on a podcast using Riverside FM. So is Mark Zuckerberg. So is Bill Gates. So it's a legit thing that you need to utilize, because this is the only way you're going to get your dream guests on your show when you're just starting out your podcast. It's through doing it on your laptop remotely using Riverside FM. Again, I am not sponsored by Riverside FM yet. Hopefully I will be in the future, but yeah, not right now. So yeah, let's look at some of the show notes it's given us. Before we do that, look at the magic clips. So it has collected almost 20 of the most engaging magic clips for us to use, which we can just, oh no, some more. It's on hooks as well. That's really good. Nice. Magic segments as well. So it's created segments that we can basically put onto our YouTube for repurposed content, and then also magic clips, which we can do as well as part of our short form repurposing and like workflow. And instead of you having to manually find the magic clips and creating your own clips, creating your own snippets, if you're tight for time and you want, and you can't outsource it either, you want to get an assistant, you don't have the money or the time to get an assistant to do it for you, you don't have to fear, because AI and Riverside FM has done it for you. Look, it automatically generates B-roll, making your magic clips engage automatically. Make engaging clips for you. And as some social proof, I used AI clips from one of my podcast episodes, and it went viral and generated over 2 million views across all social media platforms just from that one AI generated automated clip. So that's awesome. This also got a second page, and I was also taking some photos, which I wouldn't use, to be fair, but it's giving you more segments as well, which is awesome. And you can, this basically allows you to post daily, even if you do one episode every 2 weeks or one episode every 1 month. Think about all, look at all this content that you can repurpose, which will bring people to the full episode and bring new faces to your podcast. Let's look at some of the show notes. So it also generates keywords. So like nice guys, relationships, masculinity, attraction, which you can use as a title, like a Lex Friedman listicle style, where it would be like Dr. Robert Glover, nice guys, relationships, masculinity, attraction, and confidence. That could be a style of title that you use. And then also summary, which you can use in your YouTube descriptions or Spotify descriptions. Takeaways, which you can often like add to your YouTube or episode descriptions or show notes. Or you can turn those into tweets, which you can post every day. Like confidence is key in attracting women. Nice guys often finish in the middle due to seeking approval. They're all things that you can turn into tweets. And then it gives you two titles. Why nice guys finish last, it would be an all right title. I wouldn't necessarily use those. But the sound bites, for example, test, don't guess. We need other men to grow. Overthinking kills attraction. They're really good sound bites, which you can add to your thumbnails and use as your thumbnail text. And you haven't had to do anything. You just had to record the episode and it's done it all for you. How good is this? Riverside FM, thank you so much for automating this entire process. This will allow you to create way more episodes and grow your show way faster. Then it's also got the chapter list, which again, you would have had to do automatically, but it's done it perfectly. The role of male friendships and relationships and need for male socialization. This will allow the audience to basically pick and choose where they want to go, which increases the retention, because sometimes people like to skip to a bit that they want to see. But some of the best podcasters do add chapters to their episodes on YouTube, for example. So yeah, and instead of having to do this all yourself, it's all there for you, all done for you by Riverside FM. So if you want to start a podcast from scratch and you live in the middle of nowhere, you don't have a lot of money, you're not famous yet, Riverside FM is the number one way for you to grow your show, start your own show from scratch. And it's the exact thing that I've used to grow my show from zero to over 60,000 monthly listeners on YouTube. And it's helped me secure my dream guests like SpaceX co-founder Jim Cantrell, over 50 high-performing guests, best-selling authors, CEOs. I've connected with them all using this software called Riverside FM for $20 a month. I'm not sponsored by it. And if you want some more tips on how I use other software like Descript and DaVinci and use AI to create personalized email templates for me, and you want access to those AI templates and you want one-to-one personalized feedback with me, and join myself and the students who have now joined my Pro Remote Podcast Blueprint community, who are going to learn and grow their own shows way better than you if you don't join this, then top link in the description for that. You will literally have the step-by-step blueprint that I didn't have, that I wish I had. I wish some podcasters that I looked up to shared all their secrets, went through the step-by-step process of how they've grown their show from scratch, because it would have been so helpful. But I didn't have that. I had to learn through trial and error, through mistakes. And in this course, it has every step that I still use today for you to copy to create your own pro podcast blueprint, as well as join live weekly calls with me every week where you get one-to-one personalized feedback. You get to befriend fellow podcasters who can keep you accountable and genuinely become like good friends with, you know, that you might meet your new podcast co-host, or you might meet someone who you will both grow with and exchange ideas and exchange guests with to grow together through this community. It's not just an online course. It's a community for you to connect with ambitious people who want to start their own podcast and keep you accountable, and who you can learn from as well. So if you want all of that, as well as the templates that I use to secure my dream guests and create engaging podcast titles and thumbnail texts, top link in the description for that. Hopefully see you there. If I don't see you there, then I'm just going to assume that you don't want to become a pro podcaster. And if you do join, you will not regret it. You'll become part of the top 0.1% who make it past episode 20 of their own show and secure and rub shoulders with their dream guests, even if it's virtually when just starting out. So wish you luck, and I'm here to support you. And if you want support and you want me to hold your hand and help you become a pro podcaster like me, top link in the description. Goodbye.